Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, the final Mishnah, Maseches Sanhedrin. Hamisnabe b'shem Avodah Zarah, somebody who tells a nevuah in the name of Avodah Zarah, v'omer, and he says, kach amr Avodah Zarah, such and such is what the Avodah Zarah told us to do. Afilu kivein es halacha, even if he says the halacha correctly, latame es hatame, then the name of the Avodah Zarah, he says that this item which is truly tame is tame, latar es hatar, this item which is tar is tar, or any other halacha, if he says it the name of Avodah Zarah, he's still a misname b'shem Avodah Zarah, and he is put to death by chenek. The Mishnah continues, Habal Eishas Ish, somebody who has committed adultery with a married woman, Kemishin Nichnas El Rishus Habal Anisuin, once she has entered the domain of the husband to be a Nisua, to be married and living together, Afal Bishalo Nivala, even if she has yet to have relations with her husband, still, Habal Leha HaReza B'chenek, someone who has relations with her, she receives Chenek, and not what you would get for having relations with a Nara Hamarasa, a girl who's only betrothed when she's at the age of Nara, that she would get Skila. That changes from Skila to Chenek as soon as she enters into the domain of the husband as a Nesua, even if they haven't had relations yet. The final item of Chenek is Zomameh Bas Kohen Uvuala, the false witnesses who falsely accuse a Bas Kohen of committing adultery. Even though she gets Sreifa, the false witnesses would get Chenek. Uvuala, also those who have adultery with her, they receive Chenek. Shekola Zomamin Makdimin Laosamisa. All those who are false witnesses or Adam Zomamin normally get the same Misa that they try to accuse and implicate the person that they are giving false testimony against. They get the same Misa as they wanted to give to that person. The exception is chutz mi zomamei bas kohen ubala, those who are false witnesses against the bas kohen and the one who has relations with her. And as we mentioned in an earlier Mishnah, the Gemara says that this is only true regarding the Adam Zomamin when they are accusing both the bas kohen and the boel. Because the boel, it's true, he always only gets chenek, even if he's having relations with the bas kohen. Even though she's getting sreifa, he gets chenek. If they are accusing both the Bas Kohen and her Boel, since they are accusing her of a crime that gets Sreifa and him a crime that gets Chenek, so we say that they get lasos la'achiv, that which they want to do to their brother, not to their sister, and therefore they get what he gets. However, if there were not to be any Boel in the picture, they would actually get, the Adam Zomamin would actually get Sreifa just as she receives Sreifa. Thank you very much for joining us for Maseches Sanhedrin. I look forward to beginning Maseches Makos and being able to share continued Torah with you.